Okay, so today's daf we're done learning is daf chaf, and I want to do chazar on a few points. One is we saw that the machloket really between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim regarding this shvuat edut. So according to Chachamim, it's only one is only chayiv if it is happens before Beit Din, bein pnei atzmo, whether it was big, someone else is mashpiyoto, meaning do you swear and they said yes, or whether the person swore on their own saying I swear, etc. pardon me. However, according, but importantly, just on that point, we've already seen that. It doesn't mean that no shvuah happens in front of Beit Din, because if we remember, we saw even Koch Chachamim, if it makes lots of shvuah beforehand, that was the most previous Mishnah, and comes to Beit Din and the person, the Edim, or Med Bekfirah, they cough in front of Beit Din, they'd be chayav. However, what's interesting, we saw it in Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir understood that even if it's Mipi Atzmo, and it is can be chayav for the shvuah, afilu chutz mi Beit Din. Straight away, okay? Now that was learned because we had a Gzereshava that tried to connect Shvuat Edut to Shvuat Pikadon. And the question was, is it Don Minah Minah, Don Ba'oki Babatra? Which means, according to Rabbi Meir, when you do a Gzereshava, you pull everything across, including the context. So just as in this case of Shvuat Pikadon, not only do we learn that it's Mipi Atzma, but also the fact Shvuat Pikadon is happening also Michutz Labeitin. Whereas, the Chachamim say, ish, oki be'atra, we can learn that the Mipi Atzmo, but the context that we place it in is a context which we're standing, meaning by Shvuot Edot, which is in front of Beit Din. Now, that's very important background. Because now what the Gemara does is that it really tests the shitta of Rabbi Meir. If we're pulling in, if we do a Don Minah Minah, we're pulling all these things from Shvuot Pikadon, how far does it go? As we'll see as follows. It says, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, by a karov mipiatzmo bishvuat edot, mahu. What about a karov, a close relative? Now you know that relatives to Shvuat Pikadon applies, and if we're doing a gzera shava, pulling in the fact that mipiatzmo it applies afilu chutz lebeitin for shvuat edot, what about a close relative? So because normally, a close relative not edut, but if he's pulling everything across from Shvuat Pikadon, maybe it would also apply. I'll just show Korbaniyah just to flesh this one out a bit. It says Remeir Bayi, Dama Domina Mina Im No Marki Heichidakrov Chayv Shvuat Pikadon, just like a Karov is Chayv Shvuat Pikadon, Kedatnan, as we'll Mitzvah see, Af Shvuat edut maybe also Mipiatz Mochen, because he's pulling everything across. Dilamadim Mipikadon Rokrov Chayv, or Dilma maybe, no ni or Ruilaid. So the Gemara says, so again, Maushi Chayav, so Nishmin Hada, who ilvolo amdu mipi bishvuat edot, ela mishvuat pikadon. Since we only learn the ability to be Chayav Soma bishvuat pikadon, sorry, mipiatzmo from shvuat pikadon, mala anan krovim chayvim afkan chayvim. So it seems to be the conclusion is yes, indeed. That if it's mipiatzmo, a karov can be Chayav mishum shvuat edot. Even though they can't testify. That's established, that's point number one. So Amar Rav Yossi, krovim shekan shelayem. So there's two ways to understand it. One is just asserting the same point, or according to the Korban Eda, he's saying, no, not even from a gzera shav, you can apply kal v'chomer. So Uma pikadon, let's read in the Korban Eda. Ma pikadon shepatul mipi achirim, just as a pikadon. That if it's someone's mashpioto, it's a shepatul mipi achirim, he's chayev in a case of krovim, Edut, when it comes to Shvuot Edut, Shechayim, it seems to be the scope is broader, not just from Piatzmo, but also from Piachirin. Il, Eino Din Kavachomer, that a Krovim should also be Chayim Piatzman. So we learn already now, according to Rimer, this massive Chiddush, if you like, that he would also Mechayev a Karov, a relative, in the Shvuot Edut, despite the fact he can't be Meid. He won't be able to testify. Okay, but that's from the Ribui, if it's Mipiatzmo. Okay, let's continue. Rav Yuran Kaputkaya. By Hishpia Chamesh Pa'amim. Now, importantly, here the Korban Eda says we're continuing talking about this unique case of a Karov. It says, Rabbi Yoren Kopodkaya by Hishpia Lav Chamesh Pa'amim Mipne Atzmo. He made a Shvo on his own. He said, like, I swear he doesn't know the Eda, like he says. And then Chamesha Pa'amim Mipne Atzmo. And this is happening, Bebeitin. Shema einu chayev al kol echad ve'echad, would it be chayev for every single one? Now, if you remember, if someone made a shvua in front of Beit Din five times, what do we say in the Mishnah? Well, since he can't be chozer, he can't retract once someone makes their statement or declaration in Beit Din, is made, given shuv einu chozer or magid. Therefore, one kfir, if you like, sticks. And the fact he made five different shvuot, no, he's only chayev once because he can't retract. However, if you've got a relative who's not even, there's substance to his eidut, he can't meet it anyway, of course he can retract, because by his haggadah that his kofar isn't considered a kevan sheigit, because again it can't be made in that context. So maybe you should be chayav al kol echad v'echad b'fnei beitin, another unique exception. Again, I'll read it inside if you like. For the Korban Eidah, he says, "Reb Meir de mechayev karov shenishma mipi atzmo b'shvuat eidut mi ba'alei karov yishpia chamishma pa'amim." If this relative makes a shvuah five banim b'fnei atzmo, again of his own in beitin, chayvul kol echad v'echad, maybe should be chayev every single one. Or dilma ma'aminok ki hayichid yarachok, just like another person, meaning not relative. Imeshpia if he did five times v'rad beitin nipatur k'dat nan don itin af karovu. So Amar Rav Yosef says, "Lamanita," it seems to be our Mishnah. Meaning, our Mishnah says, "Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma tam mipnei? Why is it if someone says a shvua five times in front of Beit Din, that he's only chayev once the shvua of shvuat edut? Because he can't go back uladot and admit. However, kanu il viachol with the relative, like I sort of spoiled the surprise a bit. Uladot, since the relative can, his haggadah in the beginning is not meaningful. So his kafir in the beginning has no meaning because he can't be made this karov. So therefore he can chozer. So therefore he'd be chayev kol echad v'echad. So already we see two unique exceptions that we're including by way of Rabbi Meir's domina mina. One is it would even apply to a relative, okay? Meaning a relative that's someone he's making shmur pi atzmo. The second unique thing that differentiates the case of a relative is if he does in front of Beit Din five times, it'd be chayev every time. Next, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Ba'yishpia alav chamesh pa'amim mipiv." Okay, so he's been mashpia, if you like, swear. So he swore five times outside the Beit Din. V'chazar v'yishpia chamesh pa'amim, and then he was someone made him like they mashpia him. Do you swear? He says yes. This happened five times. What's the din? Now, so to explain, I'll show you here. Korban Eidah says, he, once again, he made a shvua on his own five times. And according to Rabbi Meir, that's significant. Remember, Chachamim say this whole thing only applies in front of Beit Din. Rabbi Meir, it's significant outside of Beit Din. Would it be chayv every son or law? So what's the question? Me amrina ki rabbi avan mi piv ki bifnei beitin. Now, if you remember, kol chachamim, if he makes his shvua five times outside of Beit Din, and then comes to Beit Din, and then it's omed b'kfira, he's then in his kofir in Beit Din, then he can be chayv every single time. If he was kofir the first time in front of Beit Din, well, he can't chozer, so it doesn't matter if it was five times after that. Now, what we're saying, Koji Rabbi Meir, the unique thing Rabbi Meir is, if it's mepiat small, is chay mechutzla beitin because of the gzera shava, that's already, you're already mechayv a korban in that situation. So do we treat that now, or continue now, korban, a kevan avad mipiv kibifnei beitin, since we treat him, if he says it, makes a shvua on his own outside beitin, as if he is standing in front of beitin, imken patul, then maybe all the other mashpia pi acharim should be patur as well, because it's just like if he was doing in front of Beit Din, anything that came after it, you can't chozer anymore. Kedet nan ishpia leim chamesh pa'amim bifnei Beit Din v'akrofo eno chayim el achat. Or maybe not. Or dilma lav ki bifnei Beit Din. Maybe it's not like Beit Din mamash, and therefore v'chayim em kol achat v'chad. What a fascinating question again. So once again, according to Chachamim, once you're doing bifnei Beit Din, any shvuas after it, you're not chayim for everyone after it. Just shvuat eidot. But that's because, again, it all happens in front of it. And all the shvuot, if we make beforehand, fine, they can add up as long as it's kofir in front of Beit Din. That's Shir HaChamim. According to Rebbe Meir, the kfira outside of Beit Din, mipiatzmo, is already mechayev. Okay? Is already can mechayev in this korban almost immediately. Okay? And therefore, the question is that equivalent to doing a kfira in front of Beit Din, such that any other shvuot after it don't apply? Next. As we said, mechayev rebbe avin mipiv ke Beit Din, maushi kevala korban. And it says, next, now, here, this Machaj Rebbe Meir, sorry, Avad Kebetin, sorry, full stop. I should have said, Machaj Rebbe Meir, Avad Kebetin, question. Now, Maushi Kvam Korban. Now, Maushi Kvam Korban, Korban says it's already starting another question, but it's interesting that I saw in the art scroll, they said actually that's another separate question stopping right there, whereas I think the Korban reads this whole thing together. Korban. So if you read that as two separate questions, he says that's almost like the Chasam Sofer. Meaning, What happens according to Reb Meir if he's kofel chutz la beit din and he's mod in front of beit din mepiatzmo? Is he chayav a korban in that situation or not? Okay, we've been saying it, he's chayav a korban the way we've been explaining it. But anyway, I'll explain it as one question. Umaushi gvam la korban lachayim rishona b'lo tviya. So the korban that says tumi baile Reb Meir da avan mipiv ki bifnei beit din. Reb Meir, who's avan mipiv, if he says from himself, as if it's front of beit din. Maushe ki ilu tava tovea edut. Is it as if now he's been tovea la'edut? Now tovea la'edut means the only we'll see later on, we'll see in the following Gemara in peace, is one's only chayav shvuat edut if someone says, "Come and testify." They've been tovea him to me. So the, and then he says either I swear I don't know anything, or they say he's I don't know. And the person says you swear, and he says yes. So the question is, according to Rabbi Meir now, if he's saying mipiv. Is like being chutz la'beit din. Sorry, mipiv chutz la'beit din is mechayev just as if in front of beit din. I should say it that way. Ma'u kilu, is it therefore as if the tvi has occurred? To explain, if you're in front of beit din, obviously the tvi has occurred. If we're saying chutz la'beit din is as if you're in front of beit din, do we create that like having a tvi and therefore is mechayev? Again, the tvi is a necessary ingredient. This is a new thing we learned. D'chol bifnei beit din al yed tvi'o. Okay, that's his question. So the Gemara now says, well, no. Yeva kahadav, as it says, ma'at ba. So again, the case is where these witnesses are there and they see a Baal Din running after him. He says, ma'at, what are you doing following us? Shvua, we don't know anything. Right? Make a shvua. Yechol yechayav kol ala min et sheshomea kol chayav. Meaning specifically, if he's been a tviya, specifically a kol tviya, an actual physical, not a halachic technical tviya, a real tviya, that's when he's chayiv. That's elu she'ein shomim kol. So therefore, if someone's makes this, at least this answer we've got. All the other questions are left hanging, but this answer we have that according to Meir, despite the fact we say mipi atzmo is chayiv, as if he was in front of Beit Din, that it would still need a tviya in that situation. Okay, because again, the Torah is makbid on this. B'shama kol ala. Again, in other words, you have to hear the shmir, the tvir itself. Let's continue. Mipiv bekarkaot mahu. Now we've got further questions. Because when it comes to a shvuat edut, that can apply to anything with a monetary claim. However, according to Reb Meir, when you're learning from shvuat pikadon. I think it's still Reb Meir to be. I think yeah. I think it's still Reb Meir. If you're learning from Shvuah Pikadon and everything in the context of which you're learning are from, well, Pikadon only doesn't apply to Shvuah Karka. It doesn't apply to Knas. Only to something it's a Pikadon, money that's entrusted in something of monetary value. Metaltli. So therefore, it says Mipiv beKarka Mahu Shiachayav Mipiv beKnas Mahu Shiachayav. So the final question is a different one. So is Dilma no. Dilma pikadon. In other words, what has happened now that we've made Gzeres Shavah connecting it to Shvuah Pikadon? Is it still chayev a korban or levi or red? In other words, we pulled in all the context according to Reb Meir, fine to understand the scope of shvuat edut, and therefore, again, if he lied, made this false shvuah knowingly, then he would be chayev this korban or levi or red like a shvuat edut. Or do we say that when we're learning now the Gzeres Shavah Pikadon to pull it in, we pull in everything, all the context with it, as well as not just the context in terms of even Akarov, even Piatzmo, and all these other things, Chutz Beit Din, but also the Chiyuv as well, like someone who makes a Shvuah Pikadon is Chayav to be an Asham, Korban Asham. Is that also going to be the case? Fair. So these are more questions. So now Gemara says, Rav Bas says that Rav Yehuda says, B'Shem Rav. B'shogeg b'korban u'b'meizeh b'korban. So in other words, when it says in the Mishnah al shigigata b'shogeg, it doesn't mean any type of shogeg. It just means with his shogeg b'korban, meaning he didn't know he was chayev a korban for, if you like, lying in this context. Aval omer, if he says savur hayiti, I think we've seen something like this before. Savur hayiti she'ein shvuazu mutar. If, however, he says, look, I didn't realize that this shvuah I was making was going to mechayev me. right? Then in that situation, literally says, I'll show the Korbanen, it says, Shagag didn't realize it was Asur. Pato, why do onesu? Because then he's considered ones for in Kanadam, you don't have this Adam b'shvu, as it says. Person willingly made this shvu, as it says in the pasuk. If, however, he thought by making the shvu, he didn't realize it was asur to do that, he wouldn't mechayev him any. Like he didn't realize it was asur per se, not the chiyuv korban. Shogeg b'korban is different. We're saying he didn't realize it was even a shvu to mechayev him anything. Was it asur to make such a shvu? Then he would, that, in that situation, it would be he wouldn't be chayev. Okay, let's continue. Tanya ches koma shunema b'torah chet stam in tam says chet. It doesn't make a difference whether he did deliberately or inadvertently, the punishment would be the same. Unless Torah says shogeg, and that's when it differentiates between the chiyuv and the patur. Now, according to the Pnei Moshe, that would be, for example, in Shvuat Pikadon, it says nefesh techata, and it doesn't say shkaga in that situation, so therefore. Both in Zadon and Shog, it could be Chayav Korban, as we'll Mitzvah Shem learn by Shavuot Pikadon, which we haven't really reached to discuss in detail yet. Let's continue. Kafru Shneim Kechad. You've got these two Edim, and they're both Kofar at the same time. They can both be Chayav. B'zeh Achar Zeh, if the first witness says, I don't know what you're talking about, makes a Shvuah, and then the second one after that also makes a Shvuah, Harishon Chayav, only the first one is Chayav. Why? Because when the first one was kofar, the fact that it denied the Eidut was, if you like, preventing this Baal Din from claiming his money. It's going to have an impact on him. However, once the first Eid was kofar, then the second Eid, his being there wouldn't have any material effect. Meaning he wouldn't be able to, so therefore his kfira isn't preventing the Baal Din from collecting his money. So therefore, it's again to be chayav b'shvuot eidut is only through the kfira that you're doing. You're meaning by not providing the eidut, it's going to prevent the person collecting money. Okay, that's why the rishon is chayav and the sheni is not chayav. Kafar echad v'odah echad. What if one is kofar and one admits? Once again, the kofar is chayav. You might as well have to discuss this case because it's an interesting one because it seems to be it's difficult to understand the mishnah in this flow as the gemara will explain. Lord, if there are two groups of witnesses, kafra rishona. The first group was kofar, v'acharkach, and the second group was also kofar. Shneim chayavot, they're both chayavot. Mimeisha edu yacholit kain b'shtem, because the edut could have been like both of the edut could have claimed money. Now this needs a bit of work. I'll show you the korban edut. There's a bit of detail here. He says as follows: Ayri kigon shiu edim shel kachni. It must be. Now the reason why this is a kasher is because the first set of witnesses can say, look, when we were kofar, we didn't prevent him from getting any money because we knew that there was a second set of witnesses there that they could have testified. So why should we be chayav? So that's why it says this. I think the way Bava explains it. Yeah, it says the Ayri kigon shayu edim shel kachniyah krovim b'neshotayam. We're talking about a situation where the second set of witnesses were related by way of their wives. Shaloyu ksherim, and therefore, when the first set of witnesses was kofar, the second set wasn't kasher la'id. They weren't. Well, they couldn't act as witnesses yet. And that's to be. I'll explain this in a bit more detail in a moment. And that's why it's clear that the first set of witnesses, when they're kofar, everything was hinging on them. And that's when they're kofar, the mechayev the shvuot eidut. Let's continue. However, what's interesting in this case is the reason why we need to teach this case is v'noshotem gosasot, and their wives were gravely ill. V'sarkadait, I would have thought the havamina is kiven derov gosasot nemeta. You might think since in a case where they're absolutely gravely ill. And they were going to die. Havali, if we can treat a ki'ilu metu as if they've already died. Upturim, and therefore the first set of witnesses can say, there's another set of witnesses here ready to testify. Ah, yeah, they're related at the moment, but give it 10 minutes, give it a day, they won't be related anymore. So they can say, we're not making the Baal Din mafsid anything. Kamash Milan, no. Hashta, we say no. Lo shachiv, the wives are still alive. Nimtzeh shloi usham b'shach kfira ela ka'reishon. That's why everything was still hanging on the first set of witnesses, and that's why when they were kofar, they are chayev. This shvuat eidot. Hil kachavim limdach hajo goses harei o kachay. And therefore, the whole chiddush of the mission is to teach us that a goses, someone who's gravely ill, life support, we say he is considered a chayev l'chol davar, is considered absolute living for every aspect of halacha. Afal pishur, despite the fact that most might end up dying. That's why in this situation, again, the second set of witnesses are only related by way of these people that are gossas, these women that are gossas, or their wives that are somewhat related, both gravely ill. It doesn't matter. They're considered Pasul la'idut, and everything hang on the first set of witnesses. Okay, there's a bit of a tangent here, but that's important to understand that last case of the Mishnah. Let's handle the Gemara. Kafru shnem kechad. Again, they're both denied. The Gemara says, Hifrishu korbanon va'amorei anocholchim likvor. What if they separated korbanot first? And then said, you know what, we're going to now, they're preparing ahead of time to bring this korban, the korban shvot eidut. And then they said, okay, now we're going to koffer a beit din. Is it korban considered hektish? Did it work? I'll just show you here. It says, Pshita, the korban eidut says, she ain't korban hakodesh. Obviously, it doesn't work. Kamoda tani, like we'd learn in a minute. So that's not even a question. Tani Rabbi Chia, korban ol Hashem al nizro, sheaktim nizro the korban ol, but lo aktim korban ol nizro. That his nizirut has to precede the makdishin's korban ol, not the other way. Pardon me, not the other way around. And we have looked at this situation. Nishbu chutz lebeitin. If one of them made the shvuah outside beitin, and if you remember, koine chachamim, not Rabbi Meir, koine chachamim, making a shvuah outside the beitin is not machayv anything, unlike Rabbi Meir. However, if they after they made the shvuah go to Beit Din or kofar in front of Beit Din, they can mechayev them the korban. That was shita chachamim. So they were kofar chutz leBeit Din, but not chayev yet. And then they separate a korban on. Va'amar harei anochil lekfor Beit Din. And said we're gonna go and if you like kofar in front of Beit Din. Ma'at aveli. What do we consider it now? Is it kamisha kadan chetol the korbanot? The chet isn't now preceding the korban because they made the shvuah there. Or maybe because the chiyuv to bring the korban is only chal when they come in front of Beit Din, or the Beit Din kamisha gadan korban al chato. Is it now being like mafresh a korban before the chet? It's gevaltik a question, and again, it's left for the question again. Because again, the maitzah is going to mechayev them as a code before the haktashat korban, meaning the not the maitzah or their act, if you like, they're making a shvuah. But the chiyuv is only chal if they're kofir in front of Beit Din. That's happening after his makdish the korban. The question is if the chet is coming before the hakdash of the korban or not. Again, left as a question. Let's continue. Such good questions in this. We don't have many answers, but so in today's stuff. Let's continue. Keini matnita. You have to read the mission as follows. Kafar echad v'odah echad ha-kofar echayav. So just explain this. Read the korban. He says hachi porosh rokash le'yar. The flow of the mission doesn't make sense. Hasha bezeh achar zeh to taveru kafru. If we said one after the other, where they're both kofar. And we said in that situation, the first person might say, look, I didn't make you lose. Hello, because the second guy also was kofar. And nonetheless, we say, I'm not the Rishon Chayav. In that situation, clearly we said the Rishon is still Chayav. Wilva dying because at the time he was kofar, the second person hadn't made a decision yet. He hadn't been kofar. That's why the first person is Chayav. However, so therefore, says kafar. So therefore, kafar echad v'odach ami bayda kofar chayav. So for then, that case which we mentioned, if you like, second, that if one is kofar and one is moder, obviously in that situation, the first person is chayav. So the order seems to be out of place. That's why it's saying lekach. That's why the Gemara at this stage is saying ipuch. You have to say the second case first, meaning kafar echad v'odach echad is chayav. And not only that, even also if kafar, they're both kofar one after the other, still only the first person is chayev. Okay? Well, I should say, still the first person is chayev. Now the Gemara says, Amri b'osam niti v'hu shiachzor bo sheni b'toch kadib rishon, shim yachzor bo rishon, mekablin oto nasit sheni rishon. So here I'll explain it outside, basically like the Kormanet explains it. He says, what's interesting, the Lashon of the Mishnah said, kafar echad v'odah echad ha-kofar chayev. If one person's kofar and the other one is not, then the kofar is chayev. Now, it's interesting. We didn't say Rishon HaShein in this situation. Mashma, what this means is that if the first person is kofar, the second person is kofar, then the first person can toch kedei dibur to the second, meaning still has a toch kedei dibur to the second, choser, hoder. Meaning we don't say toch kedei dibur to his own kfira, because it would always only possibly be the first person chayav and not the second person. But now we're saying, since there's a kofir chayav, it must be that this first person can choser from his kfira, toch kedei dibur for the second, and that way, if you like, the second person is chayav and the first person, if you like, would be patur. In other words, like the second person, like they switch positions, if you like, in the chain. Okay? Because in that situation, the second, when the first person said, I am kofir. And the second person says, well, I am kofir. The first person says, I am chozer moder. We see here it's almost like it's chozer, go back to the beginning, and the second person becomes like the first person, who's kfirah first, if you like, and he would be chayev the korban. Okay, that's why again the Mishnah doesn't say, it says a modern kofer, a kofer chayev. So a kofer achad b'modeh achad a kofer chayev. It doesn't say, it doesn't mention first and second, because you have the capacity of the first person to chozer from his kfirah, which would then make the second person like, if you like, in the first case, like the first person, and that's the second person now be chayev. Okay, let's continue. Hayu asara. What if you got 10 Adim? Him is a group. It tani tani arishon chayev, and they all kofir one after the other. One opinion is the rishon is chayev and kulam pturim and the rest are patur. It tani tani. No. Only the acharon is patur v'kolam chayevim. So let's try and understand what's behind the debate. Ma de'amar rishon chayev, that she said that rishon is chayev and the rest are patur. Command de'amar. A lot of girsa changes here. Eidut shabata mikzata batla kula. Meaning, since they were all, I feel like, one cut, one group. If the as soon as the first person is kofir, well, he ruined the whole group for everybody. So nobody else can now testify. So therefore, the first person who is kofir, he's the one when he's kfira that prevented any mammon from being collected. And the rest of them can no longer testify. So their kfira doesn't make this baal din lose out any money. So therefore, they're not chayav for shvuot eidut. However, Manda Macharon Patur, the shit that says only the Acharon is Patur, V'chalam Chayavim, and they all say they're all Chayav, all the rest, second, third, fourth, all in the chain, Commander Amiras B, Titkayem Eidot Bashar, must be according to the shit that says Titkayem Bashar, meaning that even if you've got a group and one person is Pasul, it doesn't ruin the whole group when it comes to Mammon. This is a machloka we saw back in Mesech Makot, by the way. I'm not going into detail now, but we saw this in Mesech Makot in more detail. They said, okay, when it comes to Din Mamonot, put aside Din HaFashot, Din Mamonot, fine, one's pasul, don't worry. We've got nine other witnesses in this situation, so you can claim a shal. So therefore, even the first person is kofar, all the other nine witnesses, they were still able to be effective to claim any money. So therefore, number two, three, four, five, six, all the way up to nine, each of their kfirah is, if you like, being kofar, preventing mammon from being collected. So therefore, it's only the first person to be patur. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Matnita Amar Ken. One second. What's it? One second. Yeah, Matnita Amar Ken, as it says, Hayu shtei kitei edim. Let's say there. I just had a crush on this in my head, but we'll deal with that maybe another time. It says Amar Rabbi Yossi, Matnita Amar Ken. Our mission seems to imply this. Why? Because it's Hayu shtei kitei edim. Because our mission talks about a case with two groups of witnesses. Lomar elashtayim. That's now Mishnah talking about two separate groups. Ha-eidot echad, but it doesn't say one group with four witnesses, does it? Mashma, it must mean eidot batla miktata, batla kula. The reason why it used a case of two separate groups of witnesses in our Mishnah to say if one's kofar, the other group is chayav, is because if it was four together and two of them were kofar, the whole thing would fall apart. Mashma, meaning the other two couldn't be chayav. That's why you use the example of mission of two sets of witnesses. So this is a proof, if you like, she'edut shabata miktzata, batla kula, according to, seems to support that position when it comes to edut mamon, as we're talking about, because again, for edut, we're always talking about a tviat mamon, a claim for money. Okay, so, Kol Tov, we'll take it from the Mishnah Mitzvah next year. Kol Tov, have a good day.